In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Love is central to the Christian faith. Jesus summarizes the law and the prophets, saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And then in the gospel lesson we just read, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." I think I've said this before, but I believe that Christians need a simple, practical, memorable, short definition of love, one that we can use every day in all circumstances. So here's my attempt at that. I don't know how memorable or how short it is, but oh well. Love is our sincere regard for the well-being of another. Sincere regard for the well-being of another. I hope that we can think of this concept in all situations. Sometimes it isn't easy. No matter how difficult another person is being, we think, now, what would help this well-being of this person? What will make them healthy, happy, reconciled to others? What will resolve their problems? So this concept of love is a very broad, holistic concept. As Christians, we would benefit, I think, from the concepts of the book by C.S. Lewis called The Four Loves. Are any of you familiar with that book? The Four Loves? I thought so. For me, I will tell you that it is certainly one of the building blocks of my faith. And even though it was written a long time ago, I think in the 1950s, the concepts are still valid and I think very helpful. What C.S. Lewis does in that book is to describe the four different words used in Greek in the New Testament, which are now translated into the English word love. This, by the way, is a source of confusion because the English word covers so many different dimensions of different types of love. And so C.S. Lewis kind of straightens out the different types. One type he describes is called storge in Greek. Storge means affection. Now, I think that Mother's Day is a great day to talk about affection because this is the kind of love between mother and child. It has genetic roots. The hormone oxytocin causes feelings of bonding. And Jesus describes God's love for us as the love of a mother or father. Affection. Second, Lewis describes eros. It's the root of our word erotic, but in Greek it meant something broader. It meant giving someone attention in order to get something back. Now, it's true that romantic love is like that. When we feel romantically drawn to someone, we give attention or affection, and let's face it, we're hoping to get it back too. And again, there's a genetic instinct implanted in each of us to be attracted to another person. Recent research has discovered an explanation for the strong feelings of attraction that people call falling in love. Scientists now can explain it as the release of hormones. But they also say, unfortunately, that these extremely passionate feelings can only last about 2 years at the outside. As Scott Peck, the psychologist, said, romantic love is a trick our genes play on us into getting us married. I think he has a point, but when you're young and in love, it's hard to see that point. As we fall in love, get married, I hope that we still have moments and times of romantic love. Sometimes we have to think about it a little. Eros. The third type of love in the New Testament is one that Jesus emphasizes also in our gospel lesson today. It is philia, or friendship. Philia is the root of the name Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Jesus says something rather amazing when you think about it. He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends." A friend is someone we trust, with whom we can share ourselves, we can let our guard down, receive support from and give support to. Friends help us to feel less alone and more connected with the world. So Jesus wants us to be friends with him and friends of one another. So not only do we have a friend in Jesus, but it's good to remember that part of our Christian life is to be friends with other people. Now, it doesn't happen easily or automatically, but it can happen. It's my wish the church always makes possible those situations in which a friendship might develop, things like supper club. The fourth and final type of love described by C.S. Lewis in the New Testament is agape. Agape is unconditional love. Sometimes it's translated in Latin as caritas. In the King James Bible, it was called charity. It's the sort of love demonstrated by Jesus himself. And again, in our gospel lesson today, he says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Agape, unconditional love, is giving without any regard as to what one receives in return. The most essential hallmark of being a Christian, I would say, is agape love. To be able to love the unlovable, to love the helpless, the sick, the elderly, people with various deformities. It also means loving our enemies in the sense that love is, quote, a sincere concern for the well-being of another. Jesus did not resist his enemies, but allowed them to nail him to the cross to die, an event we call the Passion because of his overpowering love. As I said, this is the all-encompassing unconditional love that being a Christian is all about. In fact, I'll go further to say, I think the growth of the Christian church over the years is attributable mostly to this unconditional love. It doesn't have hormones that cause it. It's something that people decide to do. And it's very impressive and a great relief to other people. So that's the one that most of all, I think we need to focus on. So what I hope for all of us is that we will obey Jesus' commandment to love one another as he loved us. Love is a sincere regard for the well-being of another, which involves all of these kinds of love, but particularly friendship and the self-sacrificial unconditional love. So I hope we'll all be more committed to being better lovers. You know, there's lots of bumper stickers out there, and I can imagine one that says, "Christians make better lovers." So I hope that all of us will get out there and do some good loving. And I think it's good especially to talk about this on Mother's Day, because most of us received our first lessons of love from our mothers. So I hope that we will not only appreciate that love, but share it. Amen.